A proposal to force Oregon gun owners to lock their weapons now faces an uncertain fate. As Dirk Vanderhart reports, opponents might have made it impossible to get the idea before voters.
To qualify for the November ballot, supporters of the initiative need to gather tens of thousands of signatures by July 6, but they haven't even begun, and there's no telling when they'll be able to. That's because the National Rifle Association and other opponents have now appealed ballot language for the initiative. The Oregon Supreme Court needs to rule on those appeals before petitions can be circulated. This tight timeline means the effort might face an insurmountable task, at least this year. If it does move forward, the proposal would require that guns be secured with trigger locks or other safety devices when not in use. Owners could be fined for violating the rules and held liable if someone is injured by their unlocked weapon. In Portland, I'm Dirk Vanderhart.